This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That theme heralds in April Mansfield from Event Cinemas. Now, she's on the line, I hope so. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, have we got over Palm Beach and Brian Brown and Rachel Ward and boy, oh boy, was that a night?
Oh, what an amazing night. I had such amazing feedback from people and people were actually genuinely surprised that they were there in the flesh. I think people assumed it was going to be like a video call-in or something. They were like, oh my God, I can't believe they're actually here. It was a really good night.
It was a great night, and not just because he's a mate, but for Rachel and him to pose with every single person in that audience, and we had quite a full theatre, for every person to get a photo with those two stars is just amazing.
Amazing. Such good people. I mean, what stars come up and pose with, you know, over 200 people?
No, not many, you're right. And Palm Beach, can I recommend it to people? It is a great Australian film, particularly for those baby boomers. It is a great script, great direction, great acting and great scenery. Now, okay, let's get into it. How many today?
We've got two for you today.
Off you go.
All right. So first one we're going to start with is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm. So you know about it. It's the new Quentin Tarantino film. So he's obviously written and directed it, as he does, because he's amazing at what he does. So this one is set in Hollywood, Los Angeles in 1969. And it's kind of based on the very end of the, you know, golden Hollywood age. So it's the very end of it. So it follows Rick Dalton, who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and his longtime stunt double, Cliff Booth. Now, it follows their journey and how, you know, they're struggling to, you know, get any work at the very end of the golden age. But it's also another one of those stories that has multiple storylines. Do you know what I mean? Like it's cut from different storylines that are happening at the same time. And I was reading up about this, and the reason Quentin Tarantino wanted to do it, like, he based it off the Manson family murders.
Ah.
So the Manson family do appear in here, so keep an eye out.
Okay, so it's that period where there was that murder of Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski's, at Roman Polanski's home, and, of course, all of that Charlie Manson stuff.
Absolutely. And Margot Robbie is in here and she plays Sharon Tate in it.
Oh, right. Okay, so this is like you're kind of having a little peek at behind the scenes in Hollywood, I guess lifting the carpet up to see what goes on. And what you see is pretty dark.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, look, I love Tarantino. Do you like his films? I'll tell you what was on telly the other night. I've taped it because I haven't seen it for a long time. Pulp Fiction.
I have never seen Pulp Fiction.
You've never seen
Shame on me.
Oh, look, it is. Look, it's groundbreaking Hollywood movie making by Quentin Tarantino. I'm just a great fan of his. And I understand, I don't know the number, but he's only making a certain number of movies and then he's retiring. Now, I don't know whether this is the last one or kind of the second last one or whatever.
I think it's the second last one because I saw they've announced Untitled film for him in, I think, next year or the year after. So this might be his second last.
So looking forward to this one very much. What's the second one?
Our second one is a little bit of a tearjerker. It's called A Dog's Journey.
Oh.
Now, I know, I am a sucker for dog movies. Mm. Like, I pretend to be this, you know, badass that loves watching horror movies, but you put a dog movie in front of me and I will bawl my eyes out. I watched the trailer for this last week and bawled my eyes out. And it's just the trailer, so I don't know how I'm going to go with the movie. But it's a continuation on from A Dog's Purpose. I don't know if you remember that one. So Dog's Purpose, I believe, came out last year or the year before. Mm. And it starred Dennis Quaid in there and his dog, Bailey. And Bailey, you know, grew up with him and Bailey was the best dog ever. And then Bailey died. And obviously everyone's thinking, oh my goodness. But actually, Bailey comes back and has a new life as a new dog. So it follows Bailey's life, you know, in every new home or new situation and how Bailey makes his way back to his owner, Dennis Quaid.
Now, whoa. Let's just back up a bit. Now, you said that the dog died in the movie. How could it come back to life?
Well, it comes back as a different dog. So, like, reincarnation.
Reincarnation of a dog. Okay.
Of a dog, yeah. So he passes away in this life, but then, you know, he wakes up as a puppy and starts a new life again. His purpose was to get back to his owner, Dennis Quaid. Mm-hmm. Whereas in this film, Dennis Quaid is a grandpa and Bailey loves the granddaughter, CJ, I believe. And as Bailey's life with them is coming to an end again, Dennis Quaid's character was like, Ethan made Bailey promise, when you come back, just come back and protect CJ, because CJ had moved away from her grandparents. So it's about Bailey coming back and trying to track down CJ and, you know, growing up with CJ in every new dog life that he has. And, oh my gosh, it's a tearjerker. Oh. I cried. It's beautiful.
How many tissues?
Oh, a box.
A box of tissues.
A box.
Can you imagine the pitch for this movie? So we've got a producer's office there and he says, okay, what do you got for me? And he says, well, look, I got this great story. This Doug, right? He died in the last one, but he's reincarnated. What? I can imagine the pitch for this.
I know, but it's absolutely beautiful. And what makes me cry a little bit is me thinking, oh my gosh, does that actually happen? Like, my dog Lady that I had as a child, has she been reincarnated somewhere and I don't know where she is and she's trying to get back to me? I think that's what gets you. Because obviously dogs can't speak to you, but that's what gets me. Like, oh my gosh, what if my lady's out there somewhere?
Now, here's something really spooky. Do you know what's spooky?
What?
My late mother's dog was named Lady.
What?
Yep, Lady. Oh, and she's with Lady's with a new owner now. When Mum died, we found this wonderful lady who took Lady. And your dog was Lady too.
Yes, Lady would have passed away. Oh, how old am I? I'm 27. Mm. I want to say 15 years ago now.
Lady.
Mm. Our beautiful Roddy.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, it's a beautiful name for a dog. And, of course, Disney had a movie out called Lady and the Tramp.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I got to name Lady and my brother got to name our other dog, whose name was Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes, sure it was, yeah. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, there's a real soft and cuddly name.
Exactly. We shortened it to Rex, obviously.
Oh, Rex,
but his name was Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Obviously a fan of Jurassic Park.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Okay, so what other movies you still got showing?
So we still have, obviously, your Toy Story 4, Spider-Man, and we've still got a couple of sessions of Secret Life of Pets, Fast and Furious, the Hobbs and Shaw film, Lion King, and then, of course, Palm Beach still playing for you.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks. Bye.